Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have Digital Alliance Rajesh Patil talking about your credit union's digital transformation, so check it out. You've been in the credit union space for a while, but you have recently created your own company called Digital Align. Can you tell, before we get started, just tell me a little bit about Digital Align. What are you guys all about?
Great. Digital Align is a digital transformation consulting company, and we basically focus on four key areas that we call it as a digital diagnostics. We help credit unions to understand what's the current state. That's the digital diagnostics. And then we jump on to digital product management, what we call, where we gather the requirements, what is needed for doing this digital transformation. The third step is basically a digital transformation itself, which is the implementation. We help, in terms of consulting, we help the credit union to go through this whole implementation journey. And then the last is digital analytics and digital marketing. Now, once we know, once we implement it, now we need to measure it. We help them to measure the success of it and basically market that to the customers.
Okay, very cool, very cool. And you know, we hear the digital transformation terminology quite a lot lately. It's the big buzz going the last couple of years. Can you tell, I mean, it's a pretty broad term, digital transformation. Can you kind of make it a little bit more specific for us? And what exactly does it mean?
You know, digital transformation is widely used these days, and especially in different terms. Some of us call it as an omni-channel experience, the multi-channel platform, so multiple terms. And I think that's the complexity what we are trying to solve. And there are a lot of technology companies which come up with great products. There are a lot of solutions which the media is talking about where banks have to go digital. Now, are the credit unions ready? Are the community banks ready? Now that's where we come into picture. We basically look at both the sides and bridge the gap between those two solutions. So now digital transformation is not a software, it's not a process, it's basically a kind of a culture match. Basically it helps, it's a process which helps you to take through the journey. And basically what we are doing is we are understanding the credit union, we are understanding the people, the culture of it, and then basically see what technologies fits into it.
Gotcha.
Who are their customer base, and trying to bring them all together. That's what digital transformation, what we are focusing on. And again, it's not about implementing different solutions. We find the right match for each credit union and help them go through that journey.
Exactly. Yeah, because everybody's different. All credit unions are different. So, and it's kind of like marketing 101, you know, just kind of target to what your customers want. So in this case, what digital products, services, channels are the members using? And so go there.
It's my experience for the last 5 years working inside a credit union. We basically identified that people and culture are the most important part of this transformation. If you start a digital transformation without focusing on people and culture, you will fail. Either the people get stressed out and leave the company, or basically the project will fail. So you have to build that bridge so that you can bring everybody together. I think that's more important as part of digital transformation. It's not a bunch of technology tools throwing at the solution, because credit unions may not be ready for it.
Yeah.
Their members may not be ready for it.
Yeah.
It's a process where you take them through the journey.
Gotcha. And so, I mean, why is it important for a credit union to go through this transformation? Because, I mean, now, I mean, being digital is a have to these days.
Great question. So I think, you know, credit unions traditionally have run multiple channels. And a few years back, they came up with the online banking, mobile banking, and all these channels. They're running in silos. And now they are competing with each other. So now we want to make sure, how can digital help all these other channels to be successful? Branch is not going to die soon. Call center is not going to die soon. Digital is going to expand. So now how can we bring digital as the center of it, and then help all the other channels to be successful and communicate with each other and build that relationship with their members? So it's very important for credit unions and community banks to understand the value of digital, not as a competing channel, not as another silo channel, but as a medium to connect these all channels. There's another term used as a channel convergence. We're bringing all these channels together, and digital helps to connect those dots.
Yeah,
that's why it's very important to go digital, and that's the digital transformation journey we
got. Yeah, they all kind of complement each other. They kind of work to, they all kind of fuel or foster each other's success. Very cool. All right, now, so give me an example of how this works here, because I know you have a few success stories up your sleeve.
Yes, great. I work with the First Tech Credit Union. First Tech Federal Credit Union, and we had a great success story. And looking at the numbers, 300% increase in sales, which is a great number from call center and digital. And again, there was no magic bullet for it. There was, these are not the new sales, but traditionally these sales were coming to the credit union, but basically falling down because of not the the data not being streamlined. We were losing that particular sales. Now with all the digital transformation, we had an opportunity to complete that whole process and basically fund those loans. So that's where we saw a huge jump in that sales. There was a 40% increase in conversion from the leads to opportunity to the funded loan conversion. Because now the call center has that information of the member. They can follow up with them and complete that sales. That's a great number to have. Mm-hmm. And basically 10% increase in NPS, the net promoter score, the member satisfaction. Now having this whole digital transformation completed, you have that 360 degree view of your members in front of you, and you are better serving the members. You're understanding what the member needs rather than slapping another product at them. You're basically understanding what they need and then basically serving them. That basically helps to increase your satisfaction of the members. And the most important success story is $1 million worth of fraud prevention.
Oh yeah.
Huge, because now I have my all channels sitting on one omni-channel platform.
Okay.
You're basically looking at all the information. If a fraudster is going to the branch, trying to open an account or call the call center, now I have that visibility on one system. There are no more silo systems. That basically avoids a lot of fraud issues, which is very important in these days. And I think that's a huge success story. We are working with the technology credit union, another tech credit union within in the Bay Area, and trying to help them within this journey. Mm-hmm. But great success. We have seen many success stories, but this was one of that outstanding all of them, and the results are phenomenal.
It sounds like big data, an obvious term that we've all heard the last 3 or 4 years, plays a big part in the whole digital transformation, correct?
Yes, once you, there are multiple phases. You have to put the systems to collect that data first, make sure you're collecting the right data, mm-hmm. and then you basically use the big data to understand the details out of it and basically understand what the needs are. And the third part is, how can you use that data to nurture your members, how to nurture your customers, mm-hmm. so that you can give them what they want.
Yeah, and you can really get, it sounds like you can get really specific here. I mean, almost kind of like a per member need, it sounds like. You can really drill down that far.
Yes, that's exactly right. And you basically understand when the member walks in the branch or goes calls the call center, it's the same information what everybody is looking at. Mm-hmm. If the, imagine I'm like 80% of the members do their research on their phone these days, any product, and not from an app or anything, but the phone browser.
Yeah.
But if you look at the basic need, if your website is not a responsive design website, then Google doesn't list it. Yep. The member cannot see those, he will walk away from that. Mm-hmm. So that's the first step, having your website respond part of your digital transformation. And then you basically, from there, the member can start an application on his phone and then complete it, or basically go to the next step on the desktop and walk into the branch, the same application can be picked up. Go and call the call center, the same application can be submitted. So streamlining these whole three channels is becoming more important for the, as part of the digital transformation.
And being cohesive as well. It sounds like that's a major part of it.
Yes.
Indeed. All right. So what did you guys implement to be so successful? I mean, it sounds like a really cool story you have. Again, you have a great credit union history, and now you're on your own doing this great work. So what's going on here?
And as I mentioned, the four parts of it, right? The what we do, what our strengths are as part of Digital Align, the digital diagnostics. So one size doesn't fit all. Mm-hmm. So basically, we go through a process called digital diagnostics. We look at the current state, what systems are they using, how are they serving their members, how are the products being funded. So we look at that whole process and then streamline that process to understand what are the gaps in those processes. Now, when we identify the gaps in our previous company, it emerged four key initiatives. We saw that the 360 degree view of the members was not visible for each employee, the same 360 degree view. So there was a need for a CRM system. That's where we implemented a CRM platform that gives that visibility, and we are able to capture the intention of the member, whether the member is interested in a product or having some complaints, we are able to capture that in a CRM system. Nice. A second one, as I mentioned, the ResponseU website, having a content management system, which basically gives marketing the tools to deliver the relevant content to their customers or members at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
If the content is old, it's not much of a valuable.
Right.
So having a content management system that will help them to basically put this content in front of the members was another great need. That's the content management system and knowledge base. There is a lot of knowledge with the employees and with the management inside, but that's not shared within the employee group. So what we did was implemented a knowledge-based system where that particular knowledge is shared within the employees and basically published on the website for the customers to self-help. That's another piece of it. Now, the third one is a digital sales platform, which is, we call it as an omni-channel platform.
Mm-hmm.
So where the members can start application in one channel and complete in the other channel. So that's a custom application. We use Terafina, one of the product, which I think
Yeah, I know Terafina.
Yeah. So we use that to streamline that whole sales process. And now the last one was digital analytics and marketing, which is one of the most important. Because if you don't know, if you're not measuring your success, you will not know how things are working. But you have to put the tools to measure your success, whether it's on the website, whether it's on the application side. How is your funnel working on the sales funnel? Is the right data coming in on the top of the funnel? Is it going smoothly in the center of the funnel? Is it being processed at the bottom of the funnel?
Mm-hmm.
That becomes more important. And then the digital analytics and digital marketing was the last piece of it where we implemented. So if you look at this, the content management system, the CRM system, the digital sales platform, and the analytics and measurement and marketing system were the four key components what makes this as a whole success. And a lot of companies take shortcuts which don't work. If you just put one system and not do the rest of it,
right,
it may not be as successful as what we saw.
Yeah. Sounds like it. Man, this technology is just, it's just mind blowing, you know? You guys got it covered. So, I mean, so to wrap up here, Rajesh, I mean, what are your goals here for credit unions with this, with your digital transformation here?
Absolutely. So credit unions have been talking to a lot of technology companies, a lot of solution companies, a lot of financial technology companies which are coming up these days. If you have heard, it's probably $18 billion to be invested in those companies in the next few years.
Yeah.
But now, there is a gap between them. The credit unions and the community banks see those technologies, get excited about it,
mm-hmm.
they want it, but they don't know where to start it. They don't know, does it fit well with their existing systems? They don't know, does it work with their existing culture? So that's the gap what Digital Align is trying to solve. We basically have this proven methodology, the four-step process, what we take each credit union into that journey and basically help them. It doesn't matter what vendors they use, what products they use. It doesn't matter for us. We are basically bringing that whole process to them. And since we understand their culture, we understand their language, we are basically helping them to go through that journey and pick products, pick the solutions they want, but make sure they fit it and help them measure it and help them be successful with that.
Yeah.
That's the goal. And looking at thousands of credit union in United States who are small, the community and the smaller credit unions, they need help. They need help to understand how this whole digital transformation, omnichannel, will fit within their organization. And that's what we are headed towards.
Cool. Okay. Yeah, that was my next question to ask you. Like, what credit unions out there are you finding that really need something like this? I think the larger ones probably are okay. They got it handled. But the smaller one, the mid-sized to smaller ones are probably in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, and also, you know, I have talked to many credit unions because of the success what we had in this one credit union. I got an opportunity to talk to the management from different credit unions. And the interesting part is credit unions don't compete with each other. That's a very interesting piece where you can basically share that information with other credit unions. And I had an opportunity where the executive team from different credit unions, big and small, came, sat with me to understand how we did it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have seen credit unions, which are sixth largest, are still struggling to this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they are. The reason behind is they have been focused on building these silo channels, and they have not looked at the whole combining these channel convergence or omni-channel. But there are credit unions which are from the sixth largest, the ninth largest, seventh largest, are still looking for help.
Interesting.
I think we have a wide variety of credit unions which might be looking for help. And again, the bandwidth for these bigger credit unions, they can hire the bigger consulting companies, bigger, you know, they have that kind of a bandwidth. But for smaller who don't have that luxury, we are focusing on those to begin with. But I think our experience within the credit union will really help them to be successful.
Sure, sounds like it. Great stuff, Rajesh. Thank you so much for being on the show today. Where can folks find out more about you? This is cool stuff.
It's digitalaligned.com. Okay. Or on Twitter, you can find at @4Members. We have a Twitter handle called 4Members, and they can find us from there.
Okay.
And we have a digitalaligned.com.
All right. We'll put all that information in the show notes for you. And again, thank you so much, Rajesh. I appreciate the time today.